Low-cost carrier Spirit Airlines is coming to Seattle Tacoma International Airport. The airline will begin service in March. Spirit is known for its bare-bones business model. And as KUOW's Kate Walters reports, it includes low fares and no frills.
A seat. That's what you get when you buy a ticket with Spirit Airlines. If you want more than that, you pay for it. Customers pay for carry-on baggage, printing boarding passes at the airport, even legroom. Mark Kopczak, Vice President of Network Planning for Spirit, says their model means customers only pay for what they want.
We don't think it's fair for them to pay a higher all-inclusive price and then not use some of the things that they paid for. You know, we want them to save that money, and so we have what we call, you know, an unbundled product that allows them to pick and choose only those services they want.
Kopczak says, on average, Spirit's prices are 40% lower than other airlines. He says Spirit wanted to expand here because of the rapid growth in this region. Last year, SeaTac was the fastest-growing airport in the country, according to the Port of Seattle. And Kopczak says there's still room in the market for ultra-low-cost carriers. But no-frills airlines aren't for everyone. I asked some travellers at SeaTac what they'd be willing to give up for a lower-priced ticket. And for some people, the answer is not much.
I wouldn't want to give up on any more legroom than I do now.
I'd want to be as comfortable as possible.
Legroom's already pretty tight as it is, and luggage space is already tight as it is, and I don't really see where I'm willing to pay a little bit less just to get, you know, a little bit less legroom now.
But others said they'd be willing to give up just about everything.
A seat, standing room only. Like on the bus, they have the little handle. Yeah. No, okay, well, maybe you can't do that, but an extra carry-on, legroom, the peanuts. I need my water, though.
He might be out of luck there. Spirit also charges for water. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.